97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, 8:07 on your Wednesday morning. Happy you're with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show and here alongside Kim St. Ange and Ethan Bright. And Trent's had your traffic this morning. Sue Thomas, by the way, will be back with us tomorrow, I believe, is the case. All right. Lots of focus out there right now on us bombing these drug boats. And before I get to our guest, I just want to play the soundbite this morning from one of our former Missouri senators on what she would like to do regarding this situation. Listen to this.
And I got to tell you, I want to indict Hegseth. I want to indict Trump for this, what they're doing here. But really, the military leaders, the ones he had in the first term, would not have done this. They would. Where's Kane, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? Why isn't he? The military deserves better than this.
Wow. Do we have another politician calling for our military to ignore orders? I don't know. That was Claire McCaskill. And right now we're fortunate enough to have United States Senator Eric Schmidt on the line with us this morning. Eric, welcome back. How are you?
It's great to be with you, Mark. I'm good.
Yeah,
By the way, for the audience at Guns N' Hoses, Mark looked dashing. In his Let me just say that. I saw him ringside. He may or may not have rented it, is what I'm told, but he looked great.
He did have to rent it because the old one was 20 years old, and I was a little embarrassed by the fashion faux pas there. Yeah, it was great seeing you there. Thank you for saying that. That's fantastic. And thanks for showing up for that, as you always do. We appreciate that.
It's a great event for folks who haven't gone. It's just there's a lot of camaraderie there. The police and firefighters, they raise a lot of money for backstoppers. It's a lot of fun, and it's a great cause.
It sure is. Well, I hope you heard the soundbite I played there from Claire McCaskill off the top of the show, talking about the fact she wants to indict President Trump and Pete Hegseth, and now she's questioning where our military leaders are by allowing us to continue to take out narco terrorists. What's your reaction?
Well, let me say this about Claire McCaskill, and I rarely use this word to describe anyone. She is insufferable. Like, Claire McCaskill is the biggest phony in maybe the history of Missouri politics. She was finally exposed for being, she's the daughter of rural Missouri shtick she played for so long, which was all a lie. And she was finally exposed as a radical liberal, which is why she ultimately lost. And why her only place that she could spout off nonsense now is MSNBC. So she's insufferable. That's point number one. Point number two, there is no serious legal expert would question whether or not the president of the United States has Article II powers as commander in chief to blow up narco terrorists on the Caribbean trying to poison 100,000 Americans every single year. It's not a close call. Now, you could make a political argument that we should or shouldn't be doing that. But that's not actually what they're doing, Mark. And it's really dangerous. So you've got these senators and other folks who are saying disobey orders. They went so far as to say that if you didn't do what we're suggesting, that service members could be indicted for following orders. And now you have a former U.S. Senator, loudmouth Claire McCaskill, saying that people should go to jail for trying to protect citizens of this country from narco terrorists. They have totally lost their minds. And it's really just a situation. It's Trump derangement syndrome. Whatever he does, they want to do something different. But this kind of call for lawfare at every turn is a dangerous road for them and for the country.
So we're all waiting to see what will happen with health care here. And I understand you all met yesterday, right? Senate Republicans did. I do have a question. I want to hear how that meeting went. But I also have a question from one of our listeners who sent something in on our text line. And they were talking about... I'm going to ask that question later, actually. Let me hear how this went with healthcare first.
Sure. So to kind of put the thing in perspective, everybody knows with Obamacare, the Democrats, with all Democrat votes, they never sought any input from Republicans past Obamacare. And it has been a disaster for working families. Healthcare premiums in Missouri are up well over 200%. I mean, routine procedures have skyrocketed. There's been nothing done to control costs, and so premiums have gone up. During COVID, the Democrats enacted a Biden COVID bonus for people making over 400% of the federal poverty level. Those plans were subsidized for zero premiums. Okay, the Democrats set for that program to expire at the end of the year. It's expiring. So the Democrats want to renew that without any reforms. About 40% of the people that signed up, guys, don't actually use the plan. It all goes to insurance companies. So it's not like this actually helps reduce costs. It just made insurance companies a boatload of money. So while premiums have skyrocketed, the stock prices of these insurance companies have gone up in some instances 1,000% in that same period of time. So Republicans we met yesterday, that plan is not going to fly. No Republican's going to support that to make the situation worse. So we've got a shot at reform. So the reform will be to, instead of that money going to insurance companies, to have some money to go to people's ACA, or their HSA accounts, their health savings accounts. So individuals can control where they want to go in the marketplace. And so the Democrats, my guess is they won't support it. They don't support any reform. They've never taken any Republican input on anything. So my guess is their plan won't pass. Our plan won't pass. And then we'll be at this place where Obamacare continues to be a failure. Republicans stand willing and able to address reform, but we're not going to continue down this road of a broken system that Democrats created.
Yeah. Kim, what was the question from the listener?
Sorry, I realized it was actually a question about the budget. I was looking closer, why I know we had a lot of questions about healthcare and really what the solution is here.
Right.
So the question go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I was just going to say, I think the long-term solution here is you got to have greater transparency. Consumers have, in a third-party payer model, consumers are so removed from it, from the cost. And I think if consumers had real choice, if they knew what the MRI cost at one place versus the hospital, and they could make the lower cost decision for the same service, that's what ultimately gets healthcare costs down. But right now, that's not the model that's created. The big insurance companies and the hospitals, quite frankly, wrote Obamacare.
Right.
And it's been bad for consumers.
Yeah. Senator Eric Schmidt with us this morning. I have a question for you. Do you support the idea of killing the filibuster?
I want us to be more active. I think we have tools to do it, Mark, in the sense that we can do another reconciliation package. I think we need to do that while we have the supermajority. I do worry that if that happens, I know what the Democrats have on deck, which is they will pack the Supreme Court. They will add states to the union. They are willing to do things that will remake this country instantly if the filibuster goes away. The best argument is that they're going to do it anyway. I just don't know if there's enough support in our conference to do it. I do think we need to be more aggressive. I try to tell my colleagues all the time here. I think my time as attorney general was really eye-opening for me because I saw the assault from the left on so many different fronts that I'm not sure all the Republicans really know what time it is out there.
Yeah.
And the Democrats are hell-bent on power and control, and I think we have to have an answer. I think the best practical answer, Mark, right now is we need to get busy on a reconciliation package again that only requires 51 votes and continue to deliver on the president's agenda.
I agree. Senator, one last question. I heard Glenn Beck go sideways on this the other day, but I found myself completely agreeing with him. He says he's tired. He's tired of all this talk of, what we know the Democrats did with Steele dossier and all of these investigations and RICO investigations. And then at the end of the day, we never see anybody perp walked. I mean, you're sort of in the inner circle there with a lot of the people that are close to the president. Do you feel like that's going to happen at some point?
I do. Listen, I understand that frustration. I really do. And quite frankly, I get that asked of me all the time. Hey, when is there going to be action on some of the things that really were meant to upend this country, destroy people's lives, and be the real quote unquote threat to democracy that the Democrats always claim that President Trump was or that MAGA is, right? I do think that's going to happen. I think that in more than just hearings. So when I say there's going to be hearings on this Arctic Frost, which is this wide net, I'll be chairing some of those hearings to kind of further get at what Jack Smith did, the coordination among these prosecutors to get Trump and go after Turning Point and the Republican AG Association, anybody that had a red jersey on. I think we need to continue to expose it, but action needs to happen. I do think that you're going to see indictments as it relates to Russiagate, even though the statute of limitations has expired on some of the stuff, not on a conspiracy. So if you're part of a conspiracy at the mile marker 1 and you exit mile marker 5, you're still liable at mile marker 10. And I think that Comey, Clapper, a lot of the people that really engineered the beginning of this and all the things that happened since then, they should be indicted. And my hope is that they will be indicted.
Very good. Senator Eric Schmidt, keep up the great work. Thanks for your time this morning.
All right, guys. Take care.
Talk to you soon. Appreciate that. Good to get him on here. All right, quick break here. The great one, Jimmy Failla from Fox Across America, coming up. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.